Hi. The next 15 minutes is for you, our listener, as Fred Kuhn explores this issue.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us today. Our topic is job and career barriers. Our guest is Denise Hemphill. Denise is president of Confident Career Moves, LLC. She has a doctorate in pharmacy from Purdue and holds 5 prominent career industry certifications. Welcome, Denise.
Thank you for having me.
So the idea is there are barriers to people getting jobs. I think everybody knows there are barriers, but let's define it so that we can attack it in a process systematic way. What are some of the main barriers for workers in today's market?
Well, some of the main barriers, they all kind of interrelate when it comes to that final job search, is the fact that resumes have changed significantly over the last few years, within the last 3 to 5 in particular. So for clients who may be in school, they're just getting out there for the first time, or people who have held a job for several years, they're not aware of those changes. And with the resume changes is because of the way the job applications, resumes, et cetera, are processed, even when it comes to dealing with recruiters, executives dealing with executive firms, technology is heavily involved. The other thing is dealing with changes that may be occurring in your profession. Staying up with the industry trends is very important. And then lastly with that is being aware that there may be a personal change going on with you. And so it's a matter of just understanding, you know, what am I targeting as I get out and look to find my next job?
The other thing you mentioned was the middle people and the HR folks, the folks that are looking at these things and handling them, but are not the decision makers. How does that impact us, and what do we need to do to address that?
Well, when it comes to dealing with our self-marketing tools, which is going to be resume, and if we add LinkedIn and some other aspects to it, it's very important. As I kind of mentioned, we have to deal with the computer and the technology aspect, but we have to deal with that visual reader, that person that's touching it, the recruiter, the decision maker. And so we want to make sure that the document is appealing, and we have to make sure that we're conveying why we should be hired to do a job. A resume is no longer a personal, objective-focused, you know, lot of details. We have to impart our impact. What can we do for that company in quantifiable and measurable ways, in a visually appealing manner, so the person can digest it and really gain or glean, you know, what can this person do for our company? So that's the most important factor when it comes to those folks.
You also said that there were databases involved, and so, and technical systems like the ATS. So why don't you explain a little about that?
Very important, and I'll break it into 2 categories.
Okay.
For some people, you know, jobs are posted online, so you can actually see the job description and you're uploading a resume and you're applying. And so in that case, the ATS, applicant tracking system, will gather your document as soon as you hit that send button. It will process and it will score the document. For executives and other people, they may be using recruiters and obviously search firms, et cetera. And in the past, it is about, you know, having that document that speaks to your brand and speaks to your value. And that is still the case. That is still the most important thing. However, recruiters are now using databases to process their clientele. And so the search firms are using databases as well to manage the large number of executive candidates and the large number of firms that they are supporting. So anytime your document is processed by a database, we have to be very cognizant of the formatting and the word choices, et cetera, to where your value and your skill sets can be picked up. For instance, especially an executive resume, we may use a graphic, we may use a chart to succinctly show the impact of your revenue generation, et cetera. But if we don't do some type of minor, whether even minor, text summary of that experience, the database won't pick it up. Most of these databases cannot translate the detail of a graphic to where it's actually captured. So the graphics, et cetera, are more for that visual reader. But so if you do want to be picked up by a database, we need to make sure that we do succinctly, you know, relay that information in some type of a text form as well.
Absolutely. You know, as we're a retained search firm. And so one of the things that the joke in our industry is the client comes to us and they say, I'm looking for a squirrel. Really? Okay. Oh, and they also have to be fuzzy. Oh, and we also want left-handed. And it would really be nice to have purple. So we have a purple left-handed fuzzy squirrel that we're looking for. What that translates to what you were saying is that the specificity and your keywords and your accomplishments are critical, because those pictures can't be scanned. They can in some systems, but in most they can't. And therefore, that verbal impact is still just as important as it ever was.
I totally agree.
Okay, the next thing that you talked about was changes in industry or your profession, if that's a barrier. And it is a barrier, because many recruiters, if you're in operations and you want to be in accounting or vice versa, they look at it and say, well, he's an operations person. He doesn't have any experience in accounting, or she doesn't have this, or she doesn't have that, or he doesn't have that. So they will eliminate it immediately. So transition is very difficult there. How do you overcome that?
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up. Now, certain trained professionals, it's a matter of having the necessary skill set, if you will, to help translate the experiences of the past, of someone's history, if you will, historical job sector, and how those skills can translate to a new area. We kind of refer to it as connecting the dots of your experience. So again, going back to these keywords and these databases and your job target, if you do have certain experiences in your background, you're going to have to be laser focused on making sure that you look back into your past experiences and try to translate for the employer, for the recruiter, for the search firm. Oftentimes, we put the details down and we just expect someone else to connect their own dots. It's up to us to connect our own dots. And so as you work with professionals, you want someone who can help connect the dots of your experience. So, you know, to go back to the squirrel, if the squirrel is left-handed as an accountant, hopefully he can be left-handed. You know, he's still left-handed when he moves on to this other area. But it's a matter of making sure we have a good idea of what the new area is requiring, and when and where have you used those skills, and how have they been impactful.
That's a very good point, Denise. But in addition to that, I guess I should say, when one transfers industries, one of the best ways we've found is the personal referral, especially through LinkedIn. If you have a build a good quality network on LinkedIn, and through your network and association, colleagues, that sort of thing. Okay, Sally, he hasn't worked in this area, but here's the rest of his skills, and he has a very fast learning curve. I think he'd be a great addition to your company, or you know, something like that. So there's just that getting over the hump that networking accomplishes, that paper will never accomplish.
I totally agree. And that's why a job search is a collective thing. And I think people have to realize one of the biggest barriers is, especially, you know, there's generational differences. Some people think that they can just click, oh, I posted for one job online. That's a very minute part of your search. The majority of positions out there are not even advertised. And so, again, you have recruiters working with firms and firms like yourself. There's so many different ways one can go about trying to acquire a position. So you do have to have a very holistic approach and use all the avenues that are available to you. Again, one of the other barriers, again, we can't get stuck into one thing. We have to use a toolbox. You need several tools in your toolbox for your search, you know, LinkedIn, substantive resume, networking. There's so many tools you need to have in your box for a successful search.
So you said there was changes in your industry or profession, and then the last topic is changes in yourself and targeting properly. So let's deal with those three. Changes in industry, profession.
Well, I think it's a matter of I'm often contacted by clients who say, I just want to do anything but this, anything but this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to draft a resume. Okay, willing to do anything but this. So it's a matter of, again, kind of going back to that career transition, trying to formulate some type of focus. I really appreciated my Canadian clients, because when you start doing research on Canadian resumes, any and everywhere you read, it talks about target the resume. Because we have to target the resume because, again, going back to the databases, those keywords, things that it's looking for. But even as a recruiter, that recruitment is trying to sell a certain segment of your skills or what have you. So when we have an area of focus, that's always going to be helpful. So sometimes we have to deal with the changes in ourselves. Is it a life-work balance change? Or again, we're just frustrated in our current line of work. So it's a matter of there can be changes within ourselves, and it will speed up your job search. You may have a lot more opportunities that open up to you once you try to narrow down just a little bit on what we're going to try to achieve.
Folks, we've been spending time today with Denise Hemphill. Denise, thank you very much for joining the show and sharing your wonderful information with our audience.
Thanks for joining us. If you wish to speak with Fred or you want a transcript of this interview, send an email to podcast@stuartcoopercoon.com. See you soon.